Welcome back to Heart to Heart with Coach Bashirat. Today, we continue our conversation on Hack Your Life series. So today, our conversation is about feelings, and I'm so excited that you've been following me on these episodes, right? What is a feeling? A feeling, simply put, is an emotional reaction or a chemical reaction to situations, to thoughts, to things that happen around you. So for most of us, we know feelings of anger, we know feelings of joy, we know feelings of fear, happiness, disgust, sadness, surprise, anticipation, trust. We know all of that, but there are even more. You know, psychology says there are over 3,000 words to define the different kind of emotions or feelings that we experience on a daily basis, right? But why are your thoughts, your feelings, so important? Your feelings are important because they are most often time a direct product of your thoughts. So there is this map we call the TFA map in emotional intelligence, and it's one of the most profound and most popular, you know, models, you know, of emotional intelligence. You know, that I have been privileged to teach, and I have taught this since 2017. I've taught emotional intelligence to a large number of people since 2017, and I'm still teaching that. So it's something that I get to do all the time, right? So, you know, when we talk about emotions and when we talk of the TFA map, we're talking of a map that describes our thoughts, feelings, and how they eventually influence our actions. One thing I need you to know is this: because we are all emotional beings, our actions are most often laden with emotions. It's almost impossible that you take an action and you did not feel something. So I give you an example. If someone pisses you off and you get angry, you can respond or react. For some people, they react with aggression. For some people, they react by throwing tantrums. For some people, they react by smashing something on the ground. You know, for some people, I once heard someone who actually broke the TV in their house because, you know, she thought her husband was cheating on her, something like that. So that's a reaction to anger. Imagine that the anger was not there. Imagine that she was able to hold on to the anger and control the way that she feel. The anger in this case is not a problem. The problem is usually the way that we react as a result of the feelings that we are going through, right? So if you must take charge of your life, you must take charge of the ways that you feel, because the way that you feel will influence the way that you will behave, the way that you will act, the way the actions or the things that you do, the things that you will say. And when that happens, if the way that you behave, the way that you react are disempowering, things are going to get worse, right? So you find people, they behave in a very aggressive manner in their marriage. For some people, they lay hands on their wives. For some people, you know, it's taught a whole lot of things, and before you know it, it becomes worse because perhaps the husband says, oh, I can't deal with this. What kind of rage is this that you're destroying our properties and the house? Or the wife says, oh my god, I can't deal with this. How is it that you're so angry and then you have to lay your hands on me? You know, look at that. You know, I'm just using this as an example, but there are so many other examples of emotions, you know, and you might want to think about what emotions are the ones that come up for you often and what are the thoughts that precede those emotions. So we have instances where it would be like, how, you know, let's think about the scenario of the couple that are fighting, for instance, and the wife is thinking, how dare you cheat on me? Like, that's the thoughts that is coming to her as a result of the new discovery that she she's made. Maybe she saw something on her spouse's phone, for instance, you know. So, and then she is enraged and she is angry, and then from anger, see, now that was, her first thought was, how dare you cheat on me? And then the next line is, she begins to feel angry. She's angry, she's enraged as a result of the new discovery or the thoughts that she had. And before you know it, she's acting out. Now, everybody has the power to switch this off. And most often time, you know, we only have a few seconds, you know, milliseconds to redirect our emotions in empowering ways. For us, as Muslims, we're being told, whenever you're angry, if you're sitting, if you're standing, sit down. You know, if you're sitting, you can walk away. If it means that you have to keep quiet, you know, if you have to walk away to kind of let the steam off, and then you can, you know, communicate how you feel assertively, right? So the idea is to understand that you're feeling something right now, and it's okay for you to feel angry. It's okay for you to feel sad sometimes or feel distressed. It's okay again for you to be happy, my love. It's okay for you to be, you know, joyful. It's okay for you to be surprised and to trust. You know, it's okay. The feelings that you feel about whatever it is that may be going through your head right now or in your life right now, they are all valid. But you must always take an account of the way that you feel, and always, as much as you can, learn to preserve yourself in every situation, learn to preserve other people, and learn to preserve the environment that you're in, right? So what do you begin to do? You begin to question your emotions. If you must hack your life, then you must learn the skill of questioning your emotions. You must begin to ask yourself questions like, what am I feeling right now? When you begin to name your emotions, when you begin to work on building your emotional vocabulary, because that's the only way to understand the ways that you feel. You know, for some of us, you know, the only emotional vocabularies we know is anger, fear, you know, joy, happiness, surprise. But there are more, right? There are so many. There's anticipation, there is, you know, trust. There are so much, and you might want to Google this as well. It's gonna help you, because when you enrich your emotional vocabulary, it's easier for you to name your feelings when they come up. So you're asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? So if you're feeling fear, you say, okay, what message is this feeling passing to me? What's the information in this emotion that I'm experiencing right now? And then you get an answer, right? If it's the feeling of fear, it could be perhaps that maybe you have a presentation at the office tomorrow and you did not feel ready, or you did not feel capable to do that, right? And so that's an information, and the information is, you know, you might want to say, now, so what does this tell me, and how do I channel this information or use this information so that I get what I need to do done, right? And perhaps maybe all you need to do is to read up more about the topic you're going to discuss about, for instance. Sometimes that's just all we need. When we feel that we are not good enough, or we are not capable, or we are not ready for something, perhaps we don't have enough resources at our disposal to get it done. So go equip yourself. You know, you can go equip yourself, but this is just an example, and you might really want to use this, you know, in every other aspect of your lives. Really, when you feel some emotions that, you know, do not really settle or go well with you, you can start to question them. What am I feeling right now? What message, you know, is this telling me? What action can I take? You know, what do I need to do with this information, right? How can I use this information in an empowering way? How can I use this information in a good way, in a way that is purposeful, in a way that is empowering, in a way that it can help me and help other people, in a way that I am preserving myself, I am choosing myself, you know, and giving to myself, and of course giving to other people and preserving my environment? How can I use this, you know? That's just the idea. So each time emotions come to you, do not forget to question it, because when you question it, you allow your logic to step in, and once your logic steps in, you can begin to think rationally. You can pull up options, right? You can ask yourself questions like, well, now what options are available to me, right? So remember, what am I feeling right now? What message is this telling me? What information, what is it that this emotion is trying to tell me? What are my options? I hope that you find this really beneficial. You know, I could go on and on talking about emotions, how they come to be, how the chemical reactions come to be, you know, how your brain works, where your emotions are stored. But seriously, I don't want to bore you with those technicalities, right? And I just really thought to keep it simple, easy, PC, short, and straight to the point. And I hope that you're going to pick something and then you're going to run with it, and that it's going to be beneficial with you. Thank you for always listening. Please always share the links to my podcast to the people in your life, the women and the men that you care about, so they can come and they can learn, and that we can all grow together. Until I come your way again next week, bye bye.